The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide. So I think many of us can agree that clothing is kind of expensive. This is especially true if you're trying to buy clothes new. This is made more cumbersome when you're transitioning, especially medically transitioning. Let's break it down a little. A common experience I've heard about and experienced from trans people is the desire to completely replace one's wardrobe once they decide to start full-time presenting as their true gender. This tends to involve everything. Pants, shirts, underwear, shoes. Wearing gender-affirming clothing for some can be the first big step towards living as their true selves. However, replacing a whole wardrobe comes with a very hefty price tag. At minimum, you're probably talking about a week's worth of clothes, so 7 outfits. With a t-shirt that costs anywhere from $5 to $50, that can be a big hit to one's budget. Add on to that the cost of HRT, bills, food, potentially makeup, gender expression tools, and then let's say that this person makes minimum wage. It's a very daunting barrier to entry to even just start living your true identity. Okay, so now we know what the problem is. What's the solution? Well, there's a lot of different options out there depending on a lot of factors. We'll start with what may seem like the obvious one, thrift and resale stores. Goodwill averages $5 for tops and $10 for bottoms from what I've seen over the years. But more importantly, they usually have a daily color that is at a reduced rate. If you find clothes that have that color tag, then you could be paying $3 for that shirt and $5 for those pants. It depends on the policy and how much they're discounting, though. Don't forget to also check out individually owned resale and thrift stores. There was one store that I used to frequent that had boxes of clothes that were not in as high of demand, either due to damages or just very out of style. And they sold these at $1 a bag, meaning that you crammed as many clothes into a grocery store bag as you could, and then you paid $1 for each bag of clothes you were buying. It's deals like these that can get you a full wardrobe for pennies on the dollar. You just have to keep an eye out for them. On the subject of damaged clothes, I highly recommend learning how to sew by hand. Knowing how to do a simple but strong stitch can breathe new life into a lot of clothing. And taking the extra few minutes to do repairs yourself can save you extra money at places that discount clothes that have small tears or holes in them. Another seemingly obvious option is websites like Craigslist, 5 Miles, and Facebook Marketplace. I can't even tell you how many listings I've seen of people selling or giving away clothes. The caveat to this option, of course, is that you should always make sure that you have someone accompany you for these exchanges and that you do them at a safe, public, and well-lit area. If you don't feel comfortable or safe with the seller potentially knowing that you're trans, you could bring a friend along who could pretend to be the one who will be wearing the clothes instead of you. But really, if you ever feel unsafe or unsure about meeting anyone from the internet or an app, just don't go. Your safety is first and foremost. The majority of clothes I've acquired for the lowest price has been through a combination of friends, family, and trans-friendly clothing swap meets. These have all been free. And especially if you have access to a trans or trans-affirming support group or network, there's a good chance that you can find someone who has clothing to give away. In doing this, I was able to stock up on clothing in a small range of sizes that I knew I'd likely be going through over a couple of years, and can just swap things out as my body has been changing, and pass along what doesn't fit anymore. If you have the time before you officially come out, it's a great idea to spread out your wardrobe replacement little by little. If you can look at your budget and dedicate a set amount of money per paycheck to buying a couple of articles of clothing or shoes, you can stock up on the clothes that you want to wear and take more time to get things that you actually want rather than what's available at the immediate moment. This, of course, can be done with a combination of the earlier suggestions, as once you've got the wardrobe that reflects your gender properly, you can then follow the one-in, one-out rule and slowly replace these things with a style that better fits your personality. Completely anecdotally, because I had a connection to someone who owned a resale shop dedicated to trans clientele, I was being offered clothing to deliver there on a very regular basis. For some of these loads of clothes, people who donated encouraged me to look through myself first to see if there was anything out of it that I wanted to keep. All of this was especially useful when I was still working in an office and needed to start shifting my wardrobe before I officially came out to them. By the time I'd come out, I had already evolved my wardrobe into a masculine look, and the change was less jarring to my coworkers. Now that I've had top surgery, all of my shirts fit differently. Over the previous year, I'd made a point of utilizing my free resources of clothes to stock up on shirts that were a size smaller than I was currently wearing, and once I was healed enough to at least try on the button-ups, I went through both my current wardrobe and the stock of shirts and tried them all on to see what was too big, what fit currently, and what obviously won't fit ever because I just naturally have wide shoulders. I now have an updated closet with zero extra cost, and over this next year, as my body continues to change, I can go back to that stash of clothing to see if anything still in there fits better. Simultaneously, I'll be following that one-in-one-out rule to slowly update my wardrobe to fit my style. To recap, learn to sew, look for ways to get free clothing, support your locally owned thrift stores, be safe if you utilize online marketplaces, remember that your body will be changing a lot and fairly consistently over a few years if you're medically transitioning. So get your clothes, bearing in mind that you will be having to replace them before too long. Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe and remember, I'm proud of you.